Hello, good afternoon. This is your host, Guy Nikki here. And first things first, I just want to say rest in peace to Dr. Kentaro Miura, who is the creator of Berserk. And Berserk is one of my favorite mangas of all time. It's literally in the top five. I've actually collected, I think, like 13 of them so far. But, like, it's just crazy to think that he's dead, you know? Death is just such a weird concept to think about, but that's the first thing I want to say, because he's affected my life, you know, by just making that manga. That manga's literally goated. Like, if you haven't read it, it does touch on, like, dark topics or subjects. You can see it in there, and if it's not for you, but you should just watch his interviews about, like, his storytelling and things like that, and you could still see the genius behind him. That's the first thing I wanted to say. So rest in peace, Dr. Kentaro. Your work has, you know, done a lot in the world. In the world of manga, at least. But, I don't know why my throat's kind of dry from, I took my allergy medicine, so maybe that's why. But today's topic is, Kaguya-sama, which is completely different from Berserk. I know that's well a while, but I told you guys, like, last time I made a podcast that is going to be Kaguya-sama, Love is War. And let me tell you something, dudes. This is what a romance comedy anime should be. It's funny. The tension is always high when it comes to them and their romance. The animation's beautiful. Characters, there's not even one character I can be like, damn, I hate it. Like, at first I thought I hated that one girl, the little short girl, but then she's even a good character at the end. Like, it's just crazy to me. I just love it. Alright, so the basics, if you haven't watched Kaguya-sama, Love is War. It's about the girl Kaguya and the guy Shirogane. And they're trying to convince each other. Trying to convince the other to confess their love to the other, to them. So, it's Kaguya trying to trick Shirogane into telling her that he loves her, and vice versa. And the tactics and overthinking they do is like, Jesus. Like, why? It shouldn't be that hard, but I get, like, the anxiety part, or, like, just the overcomplication of every little thing the person you like does. So, like, it just matches perfect, and they just do it over the top, which is hilarious. Like, they don't do it, like, super, super, no, they do it kind of super over the top. Like, their planning is, like, next level. If you ever watch, not Slam Dunk, iShow 21. It's this one scene in iShow 21 where they just constantly outthink each other. You know, if you read or watch iShow 21, you know what I'm talking about. In the middle of the football game with whatever one we did the Sagittarius throw. That's the one I'm talking about, when they constantly overthink. But besides that point, let me get back on topic of Kaguya-sama. No. And I love how, like, there's some tension. Like, I remember one scene where they was trapped in it was like a sports room. And they were so close to kissing. Like, so close to kissing. But god damn it. One of the girls ruined it. This time it wasn't Chica. It was the short girl whose name is just, it just not coming to me for some reason. I'm gonna just pull it up. Miko ruined it for me. I was so pissed. I was like, they was just about to kiss. They've been leading up to this. They haven't even kissed once. Dude, you haven't kissed once, and I'm so pissed about it. Like, god, I do. I love the Student Council so much. But my favorite character isn't even like Kaguya-sama, Chika, or whatever. Ishigami is the best character. Oh my god. Let me explain something, dude. Ishigami is the best character. The way he talks. The fact that, like, he's always depressed, like, everybody knows they can relate to Ishigami on some type of level. And then the fact that, like, the last couple episodes, like, kind of focus on him and getting over his, like, trauma, his backstory is like, bro, I was not expecting it. Like, I just thought he was just a loser, but, like, Ishigami actually, like, character A1, I'm sorry, I snapped, but, like, the fact that, like, he has this, like, moral compass and this justice. he had was like so perfect. And then to see one person ruin his reputation, like he was always like kind of a loner and stuff like that, but one person can ruin his reputation. That's and bullying, like he gets nonstop bullied. But like all rumors spread, and then like the fact that like at by the end of like episode the second to last episode of season two, the fact that like I didn't realize all the character the people we couldn't see eyes and stuff. I thought they were just like that's how it's always gonna be. But it's just from his vision that he only pays attention to the people who matter. And then he really opens up his eyes and was like, wow, we can actually see these people's faces now. And I was like, dog, y'all about to make me fucking bust a tear. That one, I almost cried. Like, I remember I almost cried another time. Oh, another time I almost cried. The fireworks episode. If anybody knows the fireworks, they work so hard to get Kanye get to see those goddamn fireworks. And he's seen it in the car. I almost cried. I said, this is so goddamn beautiful. I didn't realize, yo, romance comedies are just my weakness. Oh, God, like, they're just perfect. And then Chica is so... Now, Chica's her best when she was teaching Shirogane how to do stuff. That's what I feel like she's her best, especially when she taught him how to sing. And she started the animation when she started busting out crying. I was like, she worked so hard to get that dude to sing. If you know how bad he is at singing, then just watch that episode, dog. And you see the hard work and determination she had in it. And then they introduced Miko. Miko and I'm just balancing characters, which characters I really like. Miko, I thought I didn't like her at first, because I think the first episode she was like featured in was when she ran against the class for the class president, and she was like kind of like a bitch. But I was like, she's strong will, she, you know, she has her determination, justice, and stuff like that. I really felt bad for her when she hopped on stage and she has like stage fright, I guess. Or she's afraid to speak in front of large crowds, which I can relate to, because I can't do it. Well, I guess now you guys are saying this. It's not really a large crowd, but since I'm behind a computer screen and like I can't see nobody, I can actually talk and do my thing. But and it just attests to Shirogane's character as him just being a really good guy. Like Shirogane is like the most kind-hearted dude in this entire show. Surprisingly, except when it comes to like plotting on Kaya, that's the only time he's like wow. But the fact that like he actually brought out confidence in her to talk about the subjects that was important to her, I was like, dog, you got balls, and I can respect that. And then the fact that like Miko, ever since she joined the student council as like part of the disciplinary committee or whatever, something was like that. She always walks in onto the wrong scene of like things happen. Like Kaguya was trying to like rub Shirogane's back or something, and she caught him like on top. Looked like they was doing the thing. You get me, the thing. And you know, things happen. I was like, hey, I see you, shorty. But then back to Chica. I didn't think Chica was like, Chica's really funny, don't get me wrong, but she would always ruin, I get that her character is always ruin like the moment between them two, but I was like, god damn it, Chica, you fucking ruined this. I gotta see them, and I'm still mad they haven't done anything. Like they haven't kissed or not. The only time they've done like something was like a kiss on the lip, like their fingers on each other's lips. And man, that show's just really good. You guys gotta watch it. Like, I'm telling you right now, if there's a show I can recommend, that's like, not, this makes me start a thing. Like, Slice of Lives and like all this stuff is better than Shonen's. Because I legit had a good time. And it's short. It's only like, what, 12 episodes each season? So you can knock them out in like a week. It took me like a week or two to watch them all. And, well, when I actually started watching them, like, in conjunction. I think that's not how you use that word, but I'm just going to use it like that. The principal's mad funny, by the way, too. He has this French accent. I think it's French accent. Well, I watched the dub if you guys didn't know. So he does this little French thing, and he's pretty funny. You meet Shirogane's sister, and she's a fucking tsundere. I said, yo, are you kidding me? But it's not like she's in love with her brother. So that's a good aspect. Like, I, if it was going to be that incest stuff, I would have been like freaking out. Like, this is on the border weird. Well, not on the border weird. It's just weird at that point. But it's like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's just weird. Well, it's not bad weird. Well, it's not good weird either. It's just weird that she's a tsundere for her brother, but like not in love with her brother. I guess she just wants, because it's hard for their family to talk about affections and stuff like that, since their father got basically divorced by their mom and left to go with a younger man, something like that. So it's kind of hard. They only like really study and stuff like that. And then Shirogane's backstory, it's not his backstory, but like his background is that he's like one of the only poor people in his in the school, because the school's full of rich people. Like, Kaguya family is like this huge rich people, and I don't think they ever explained Ishigami's like family, or maybe I just forgot. And what's her name's family? Chika, her family is full of no, her mom is a translator and works like the UN as an ambassador. So fun fact, she can speak different languages like French and stuff like that too. Oh, and she's a she used to do music back in the day. That's one thing I did like the damn play with, like Chica's character, that she does music. So that makes sense why she taught him how to dance. She taught him how to do sing. And like, I like how they didn't make Shirogane like overpowered. You know, one of those guys who's good at everything. Dude sucks at talking to women. That's one thing I'm related to, like, I can relate, not relate to, but, like, people can relate to. Of course, I can relate to, too. We all have had our upsets with women. But, another thing would be, what was it? He can't do nothing besides studying. Like, if it's not a book thing, he's not all that good. Think about it. Like, sports, he was not that good at that volleyball episode. Then you got music. Oh, that dude is dreadful. Yeah, they was about to throw him in a pack, bro. But yeah, while spoiling everything, when I come on here, I just ramble. So I appreciate you guys listening. Oh, by the way, I finally got one of my videos, well, not videos, my podcast, whatever, up to like 10 people listening. That's huge for me. Like, for a guy who doesn't really like advertise this and all, and I get that many, I'm really proud. Like, it's a weird feeling to see, like, this channel grow and stuff. So, I might start, like, trying to advertise it more and hopefully get more viewers. Because I've only, like, this would be the 9th one. And I have about, like, 62 views already. So, this one's about maybe get, like, 5 or 6. But it's cool to see I have at least, like, 5 constant people watching. And, like, excuse me, sorry. And, like, a couple other people. That's cool. On the topic of Kaguya Love-sama, I guess I should tell you guys about some of my love. It has not been good, fellas. I'm gonna be real. I don't know. I don't know where to start. The first girl. All right, wait. I'll save like different stories for every single time. But the first girlfriend I ever had was my best friend before. And, like, it was cool. We dated for, like, 4 months. By the way, never date your best friend. Don't even date a friend. I'm being real. Unless you guys, don't date someone you're too close to, because you're going to regret it in the end. Trust me. But, yeah, like I was saying, I mean, it could work out. Don't knock what I'm saying now. Just be careful how you approach a situation. That's all I'm saying. Because it doesn't always end up like my situation. But it ended horrible. I'm just going to put it at, she left me for some dude pretty much. And it kind of, I didn't realize until like lately, because I never thought about it, how like that really affects you. Like trauma, I guess, kind of traumatized, because it makes me feel like I'm never enough. You know, I couldn't be enough for someone. So, but like I'm saying, dudes, I'm going to give y'all a tip too. If you're a Tinder dog, please don't be hitting no dry shit, dog. Just use one of my pickup lines real quick. I'm gonna just give y'all all a tip real quick. Y'all gonna overuse this. I hope Well, y'all won't overuse it because it's only a few of you guys that actually listen. I'm going to tell you exactly what to say. Say, apologies for the delay. I was making a complaint to Spotify because you're not the hottest single of the week. And girls love it. Let me tell you something, fellas. They love it. But yeah, it's just, I'm going to tell you guys this too. When it comes to talking to a girl, dude, just shoot your shot. The worst thing she says now, like, we always overcomplicate, overthink things. Just go for it, dude. Because at the end, you're going to regret it if you don't. That's all I got to say. Like, think about it, dude. How many people do you regret not trying to, like, flirt with or talk to? Or you think, just ask for a date, dog. Just ask for a simple date. It doesn't even have to be nowhere crazy. Like, my favorite place to go on dates, like, Barnes and Noble. What am I? No, Dave and Buster's, dog. Dave and Buster's legit one of the best places to go. Think about it. You got a place to eat right over there. Then you got games, things like that, like an arcade. Girls love that type of stuff, surprisingly. Something you can do interactive. That's what my... Don't just take her out to dinner or a movie. Things like that. That's so boring. You gotta take her out to, like, golf, like mini golfing and things like that. Something fun. That's all I got to say. Well, I just really love Kaguya-sama, too. And it's starting to open up, like, thoughts about, like, love and stuff like that. And hopefully I'll find someone like that. And have, like, no, well, not the exact relationship with them, but, you know. But, besides the point, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you, period. You know, I'm starting to do what I like to do now. These podcasts really are healthy and, you know, nice to talk about. So, I appreciate you listening once again. Thank you. Good night. Good afternoon. Good morning. Scott Nicky, your boy, is out. Peace.